See this. The Gemara says like this. Chulin o maiser mi boy nasilu shadoyim. The beginning of the Mishnah says that you have to wash your hands before you eat chulin, before you eat maiser sheni, and before you eat truma, you have to wash your hands. For the Gemara on chulin o maiser, is it true that before you sit down to eat regular chulin, you have to wash your hands? Before you even eat maiser sheni, you have to wash your hands? Is that true? Or Remini, I have a kasher on this. It says, Alocha ha truma v'yabikurim. Truma, we know that truma and bikurim is the first of peiros you go and give to the kohen. It also has like kedushas truma, like Rashi says, bikurim. Kruyim truma. Bikurim is the first ripe fruits that you go and bring to the kohen of the Shiva Saminim. It's only from Shiva Saminim that the first ripe ones, the best ones you bring to the kohen. And when you give it to the kohen, it has a din like truma on it. Shashid Yom Amar, the Pasuk says, Utrumas Yodcho Elua Bikurim. Lakachen Ketruma. Therefore, Bikurim has the same much Kedusha like Truma does. So, what does it say on these two halachas? That Truma and Bikurim, Chayovin Aleihem Misa. If a Zar eats him, not a coin, if a Zar eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Shashid Chayovin Aleihem Misa. Zar Oichlon, Mazid. If a Zar, a regular Yisrael, or a Levi, eats Truma, B'mazid, he's chayiv misa. Tehichsir the pasuk says, "Umeisu boy kiyichalu." V'somach lei v'chol zar lo yechol kodesh v'chol inyam medabe v'truma. The pasuk is talking about truma. That if a zar reached truma, he's chayiv misa. Both bikurim or else truma. Vayta v'chaynish. If he eats it b'shoigeg, when he pays back, he has to pay back the value of the truma to the kohen, and he has to add another fifth. There's a din chaynish. So Rashi Oichlon Shoygig. If you eat Truma b'Shoygig, Teichsir v'yish kiyecha kodesh b'shgogo, v'yosuch ha'mishasa yolov. You have to add another fifth to it. So both Bikurim and Meiser have this, and Truma have the same halacha. V'yosul azarim, shita, azar is not leidit. So Rashi says balav. It's a lav, there's a lav for azar to eat Truma or to eat Bikurim. V'hein nichsei kain. It belongs to the kain, he can do what he wants with it. He can mekadesh an issue with it if he wants. When you give truma to the kohen, it's his possession. He can do whatever he wants with it. V'yoylin v'yechur ameya. If this truma mixes into chulin, so it's only bottle if you have 100 kinegrits. Yoylin v'yechur ameya. 101 times kinegrit, you need to become bottle. Less than that though, even though midirais to its bottle, or some shit is, but midirabotam nakoponam, those things is also. Trash of yoylin v'yechur ameya. Avu v'pachas, less than 1 in 100, ain't yoylin. If truma falls into a big pot full of chulin, what's nageya to is that you have to, it's called demua, that the whole thing is still also for zara to eat, only a kohen is allowed to eat it. Unless it's fell into more than 100 times, then it's but legal for zara is allowed to eat it then. Even then Yisrael can eat it. Vaito tunin netilos yadayim. That what, bikurim and truma, you have to wash your hands before you eat. Mashmoni truma, but not chulin the ma'aser sheni. There is shemesh. Let's say a person came tummy, he touched the sherets. He went to the mikveh that day. When he comes up from the mikveh until the night time, that's called heres shemesh, that's full yain, he's not allowed to eat truma. The kohanim, the first mishnah of brachos, the kohanim can only eat truma by heres shemesh, by tzedek hakovim. Harei elu b'truma b'bikurim. This is the end of the bright mishnah there. That these halachas apply to truma bikurim, and the Mishnah ends off there. Ma she'ein kein b'maiser, v'chol she'ein b'chulin. That you do not have these halachas by maiser sheni and by chulin. So it says clearly that you only have to wash your hands before you eat truma or bikurim. Ma she'ein kein by maiser sheni and chulin, you do not have to wash your hands. So that's the stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah starts off that noitel yodayim, you do have to wash your hands before you eat chulun or maaser sheni. So it's a stira. Yeah. So Gemara says, kashya maaser or maaser, there's one stira maaser sheni or maaser sheni, and kashya chulun or chulun, there's also a stira to chulun. Our Mishnah says even for chulun you have to wash your hands first. And here it says, kol shechen, you don't have to wash your hands for chulun. So Gemara says like this, bishleima maaser or maaser lakashya. The stira about maaser sheni, if you have to wash your hands before you eat it, say there's no stira. Horebi meyye vor rabbonin, saka machlekes remeyye and rabbonin. The tnan, we learned like this. Kol hatoyin biyasmayim medivrei seifrim. Anything that you have to wash yourself with your only tummy medirabbonin is metame es hakodesh. Any tumah that's midrabbanin, if you touch kodesh, it's metames a kodesh. In other words, tumah midrabbanin means like a shengel tumah. So if you touch kodesh, it's metames a kodesh. It makes the kodesh a shlishi, that could even make a revi. Or poisla a truma. If you're a shengel tumah, so when you touch the truma now, you make the truma postal, means it itself is tumah, but it does not make a revi. It cannot be metames something else. Or muta la cholun lemaiser. But you should know, if you have only a tumah midrabbanan on you, you're allowed to eat chulin, you're allowed to eat meiser. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's good that you do not have to wash your hands for meiser sheni. Because he says clearly, even though your hands have tumah midrabbanan on it, you're allowed to eat meiser sheni. Chulin, the meiser sheni, you're allowed to. It's only truma that you can't eat if your hands are tumah midrabbanan. But chulin and meiser, you're allowed to eat. So according to Rabbi Meir, you do not have to wash your hands. The Chachomim Oisrim Maisa. The Chachomim say no, even Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it if your hands have Tumas with Rabbonin. So therefore, if your hands are Tumas with Rabbonin, you would have to wash your hands first. So our Mishnah goes according to Chachom Mishita, and this, the other Mishnah goes according to Ramei Shita. Rashi says, Kol HaToyin V'yasmai Medivrei Sofrim, Kol Shu Tor Min HaTorah, anybody that's Tor Min HaRaisa, V'Chachomim Gozer Rol of Tumah, there's only a Tumah with Rabbonin on you. Kohanech diyamim mesech teshalz perakama. All the Gemara there talks about Yudches Devorim. The locker is all these tumim and rabbon and elu poison as a truma. Hoechol echol rishon v'echol sheni. If someone eats a food that's a rishon, a food that's a sheni, the locker is matam as a kodesh. You yourself become like a sheni l'tuma. So kloima nosnu aleihem tuma sheni. You have a shame tuma sheni l'tuma v'hasheni matam as a kodesh. The locher is a sheni, when it touches kutchim, it's metama the kutchim. Lios kori tummy. That the kodesh now is called tummy. What does tummy mean? Tummy mean it itself is tummy, and it also has the power to be metama something else. Therefore, this kutchim, that the shlishi l'tuma, now go touches another piece of meat, it's poisel the next piece. That means it becomes a revi l'tuma. A revi means it itself is tummy, but it does not have the power to make a fifth. There's no chamishi l'tuma. That's called pasul. Pasul means you're the last line. You're the last thing that's tummy. You are asur. But if you touch something else, you're not metama something else. So again, if a sheni touches kachim, he's metamarit. Because the shlishi could make a revi. Mashenkein or pasul as a truma. If you're a sheni, and now you touch truma, you only make it a shlishi, that's pasul. Li pasul hi atzma. That the truma itself now is possible, you can eat it tummy. But it does not make another truma tummy. Lasos revi. That's the lacha. By truma, you can never have a revi. Or something that's a sheni l'tuma, if it touches truma, true, it makes it a shlishi. But it's possible, it's a dead line. That's the last tumor it gets. A shlishi does not make a revi by truma. That's the chumra only by kachim. By the meat of kabonas, that has a revi l'tuma. But truma only has a shlishi, does not go further than a shlishi. Or muta l'chulin though, lecha chulin, you're allowed to eat the chulin, even though you're a sheni l'tuma, so what? By chulin there's no shlishi. If a sheni touches a piece of meat, it's muta l'chulin. Now, mida loikatani v'yena poisla t'chulin, doesn't say it doesn't pass l'chulin, for nokad lishna de muter, afinu l'yoichlen mashma. Mashma, you're even allowed to eat the chulin. So that's what the second Mishnah holds like Ramei Ashita, that chulin, even though you're tummy with Rabbanan, you're allowed to eat the chulin. You would not have to wash your hands before the chulin. But Shaken our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan Shita, that holds no, you have to wash your hands before you at least eat Maisa Sheni. So I call upon him, we have a terrace for Maisa Sheni. So Gemara asks, Elo chulin, achulin kasha. You only answered me Maisa Sheni. But chulin, l'chur, everybody agrees you don't have to wash your hands. So how come our Mishnah says, l'chulin, you die in l'chulin, you have to wash your hands even for chulin? So Gemara says, l'kasha, kan b'achila kan b'negiya. That the second Mishnah says you don't have to wash your hands, that means if you only want to go and touch it. If you want to touch chulin, you don't have to wash your hands. But if you want to eat it, maybe before you eat it, then you do have to wash your hands. So Rashi b'achila, masnisin de matzvich netila b'achila kamar. Our Mishnah that says before you eat chulin you have to wash your hands, that means before you eat it, not before you touch it. Sure, you allow it, if you only plan to touch it, not eat it, you don't have to wash your hands. But before you go to eat the chulin, you have to wash your hands. And after the Mishnah says you don't have to wash your hands, means the negiyah, just on touching it. Tomorrow says, Maskabla Rav Shimi Barashi. Ad kan le pligi rabbona le Rav Meya ela bachila. The only machlokes before was about achila, the meiser. If you have to wash hands before, you eat meiser. That was the machlokes to Rabbanan and Rav Meya before. Abo benegia the meiser. But just about touching meiser sheni, or else it will be achila the chulin. Even if somebody wants to eat chulin, loy pligi, there's no machlokes. That they both told you do not have to wash your hands. So against the theory then, you're telling me now, even if you want to eat chulin, still you do not have to wash hands beforehand. So it's a theory to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Neutlin Yadayim Lechulin. So even if you want to say our Mishnah means for Achilut Hidit, still it's a theory. Here the price is mash, we do not have to wash your hands before you eat Chulin. So Gemara says another Teretz. Gemara says, Elo Idi Vidi Bachilut. No, both our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Bechurim is both talking about eating Chulin. So here it's a theory. It's nafkamina what you want to go eat, like we do. Before we eat bread, we wash our hands. That's our minik. That before we eat bread, there's a mitzvah of tilul shadoyim. So before you eat bread of chulin, you have to wash your hands. Mashenka in the Mishnah, Bikurim is talking about peris. Before we eat peris, we do not have to wash our hands. That's where we hold. The Yom Rav Nachman, kol hanoytel yodav leperis. If somebody, before he eats even a dry apple, if it's a wet apple and a chnami, then there's a shita that you do have to wash your hands. The halachas brought them like that. Now, the chetchili, you should wash your hands before you eat wet fruit. But if the fruit is dry, you do not have to wash your hands, the peris. And the Bachman says, if somebody wants to be like a bagaivnik and wash his hands even for dried peris, hareza megati ruach. He's called a bagaivnik, he's called a gaiva. You shouldn't do that. You're not mechuyev, so you don't have to do it. So Mel, that's the theory, that's the teretz of the theory. Our Mishnah says you have to wash your hands before chulin means bread, like we do. Before we eat bread, there's a mitzvah of tilul shadoyim. But before you eat teris, there's no mitzvah to wash your hands. Rashi. Kan bachil de peri. Rashi says, Hai diktoni ma shankin b'maisa bachil de peri kramar. Omiyo b'trumil boi natila shafilu b'magahu poysa l'sheni. And echnami truma, you have to wash your hands. But for chulin though, if you're only eating fruit, that's the maskon, you do not have to wash your hands for fruit. Our fruit that we eat, we do not have to wash our hands. But for bread, we have to. So that's wet, that's why. Dry, you don't have to. Yeah. Fight. Tana Rabban. Shalom, why did they make a din only by bread, hob and hammer? The reason Shalom is, why did they make the inyan to wash hands only by bread? For some say because it's exer mishum truma, and the bald rove truma is from the wheat. That's the most thing they give truma from. So therefore, they only kaveir it on bread, because bread is exer mishum truma. So that the kahanim should be rogel, knowing to wash hands before they eat truma. We're not eat wash hands before we eat bread, but not on peiros. Tana rabbanan, hanoitel yodov. If somebody washes his hands, Niskavein, if he had kavon, his hands become tor, is yod of teres. Then his hand becomes tor. Loi niskavein, yod of tmeis. If you do not have kavon when you wash your hands, and echnami, hands are still tome, it's no good. Vechein hamat for yod of. The same thing, not you wash your hands with a kli, but you put your hands in the mikvah. Vechein hamat for yod of. Niskavein, yod of teres. If you had kavon, you're putting it there for a purpose. To make it Torah, to be able to eat truma, maisesheni, or bread, it helps. Leiniskaven yodav tumeis. If you do not have kavona, it doesn't help. If you wash your hands and you only have a mind, stam, your hands are dirty, you want to wash, clean them, it does not help for bread, you can't eat the bread. For the more Vatanya, we learn not like that. Vatanya, veiniskaven, ben leiniskaven yodav tumeis. We learn not like that, that even if you wash your hands and you do not have in mind to make it Torah, stam, you wash it for the purpose of Stam, you want to see how water feels. Stam, you want to get it clean. Still, it helps. So it's a stira. Amar Rav Nachman, the kash is no stira. Kan lechulin, and that's talocha. When somebody washes his hand, if he uses a kli and washes with a revius of water, even though you do not have in mind to eat the bread, still, if you didn't touch anything in between, you're allowed to eat bread with it. Lechulin, when we eat bread, we do not padavka after kavona before you wash hands. Avad lechatchili is supposed to. Before you wash your hands for bread, you're supposed to have in mind that this natila is to matar your hands. You're supposed to have it in mind. But if you didn't have it in mind, still you yaitza. Kan lemaiser.
Pashenka, before you eat Maiser Sheni, then you bedavka need kavona, like Rashi says, the kol shechem betruma. Havad the kain, before he eats truma, if he washes his hand, it's not enough. He bedavka has to have in mind, he's doing it the shame, tyra. For the Gemara, minot taim, or the chul leboy kavona. How do I know this? If you want to wash your hands to mitare yourself a chulin, to eat your regular bread, it's good even without kavona. How do I know it? That's now we learn like this. A Mishnah Mikvois. Gal, if you have a wave, shenitlash, it uprooted from the ocean. A big wave that got picked up, nitlash, came out of the ocean. Or it's in the middle of the ocean, but it's above the water right now. Oh boy, ah boy, saw. And in this big wave now, there's 40 saw of water in this big wave. V'nofel al adam, and it fell on top of a person. Chveis, the guy's on the ship, and all of a sudden a big wave comes drowning you, and it's 40 saw water that came on top of you. V'yala kelim, who had then fell on top of kelim on the ship? Halacha is tarim. That's tar. It's a good tefillah, and the kelim and the person is tar. Tomorrow says, Katani, we learned here, adam dumi the kelim. That just like the kelim is tar, who had then the person is tar. Now, ma kelim d'lei mechavni, just like the kelim there, the place, like nobody, the plates there, your dishes, nobody had a mind to retire the dishes. Still you see them with the wave of water that came in together, that's 40 saw, has been mikvah on it, it's matar the kelim, even without kavona. There's the chura af odem, the loy mechavin. The same case here, this ocean, this person, when the wave comes on top of you, it's matar you. Mashm, even though you did not have kavona to become Torah. So you see, I call upon a fuchulin, a tefillah helps even without kavona. For the Gemara Mimai, what's your proof? Dilma biyoshev umetzapa emasa yitla shagal askinan. Maybe we're talking about a guy, a person knows his tummy, and he's on the boat there, and he's waiting and hoping that this wave should go on top of him. He's waiting for the wave to mitire him. So he has kavona to mitire. He even dafka waiting for this wave to come into him. Melo v'kelem dumi di odem. Melo v'kelem is the same case like an odem also. That ma odem devar kavona. Just like the person we're talking about a case that he's waiting for this wave to fall on top of him to mitire him. Av kelem de nechavonu. The kelim also means that the owner knows his kelim is tummy, his dishes are tummy, and he's waiting for the wave of water to come over to mitire the kelim. So maybe, even for chumen, you have to have kavona. For the Gemara v'chitayim, if you'll tell me, b'yoshev v'mitzapa maila memro, that can't be pshan in this Mishnah mikvois. Because if the Mishnah is talking about a person is waiting for the wave to fall on top of him, so what's the chiddush then? What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Pshit, that's a good tefillah. Who you want to tell me the chiddush is no. Even though we did not have any tire in mind, he didn't realize what's going on. Still, he's Torah. Then it's good. Then it's a chiddush. But if you're telling me now, no, he's waiting to become Torah. He asked Kavon to become Torah. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? So Moshe says, no, there's a tremendous chiddush here. Salko daita chamin. I would have thought ligzor dilma osir le mitzvah bechad leshagashamim. We should make a gzeira. You cannot be toivel in a wave from the ocean. Maybe you come to be toivel in a big wind of rain. A big chardash of shamim. You have the rainwater, also a big amount of rainwater got together and fell on top of you. Maybe you think the air also is good. And the air will see it's no good. Water, rainwater is possible bezeichlin. When rainwater was running, it can't be matari you. Rainwater can only be matari when it's in the mikveh, when it's koyi v'kaimi. It has to be standing still. If the mikveh has a leak in it, it's possible. Rainwater can't be matar you when it's running, when it's moving. Only when it's still in a place. So therefore, if you mashenkein the ocean, the ocean has a din mayin on it. A mayin, an ocean, a river can matar you even when the water is running. A running river can matar you. That's the loch of a mayin. Water that comes from a mayin, from a well, could be matar even when it's running. So true here, this ocean wave could be matar you when it's moving. But let's make a gezeira if you'll be matar in this ocean wave. We're talking about now the wave got uprooted from the ocean. So maybe if this is good, people think what in, if a large sum of rainwater comes on top of you in one shot, maybe you think also you turn. And that's not true. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. We do not make such a gezeira. We say no, the wave that came out of the ocean could be matar you, even though a wave from rainwater cannot be matar you. Inam, in other svara maybe, nigza rosh and not to keep it. Let's make gzera the heads or to the bottom part of it. Kamashmalon legazrinim. Kamashmalon, we do not make such gzera. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, chardless means, she shoitz feis v'yordes imakam gvoya. If you have rainwater coming down the mountain,
traveling downwards. V'yeshba boim saw, there's 40 saws of water traveling down the mountain. V'yatoivu bo loyosu loytfilo. If somebody goes into those 40 saws while it's traveling down the mountain, you're not tor. Why mishum de mokom ketarfesu? It's running. Mokom zokuf yosu midai. Umen saw shaboy ain't the mokom mech. It's not called the one place. But now nitzvah kafas ain't a chibra. Then Rashi goes on to Zerchanos, what's no good, alright. Vashenka, by the wave water, it's good. So that's one thing, maybe make Zerah Kamashlo, no. Then Rashi, the next Zerah is Rosh, and Rashi says, Echad me Rosh Yagal, Kishu Magi Loritz, Kipin em Tsiyusei Shagal, Shaymed Biyavir, Kimin Kipe, Vim Hoshit Kalem Lamala, Vetvilam Bekipe, and the Tvila can refresh Riozel. Like we'll soon see why. That the Tvila only helps on the bottom part, not the top part. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue this part going to tomorrow.